via tape delay tonight here from Beechwood Gymnasium, where the Brossard Mustangs will hook up in an NKAC Division II contest with the homestanding Beechwood Tigers. Well, unable to get through the firewalls here at Beechwood, which is going to cost us a live broadcast, but we are recording good. We'll post the ball game on the website as soon as we can when we get home. David, your Mustangs come to Fort Mitchell tonight. One win, no losses. A very typical opening night game at home, I guess, against Dayton. A lot of turnovers, 20 turnovers last night against a Division III team. Go ahead, talk.
Is that what? Is that what ended up being 20 turnovers? I know there's a plethora of them, but we hustled, got up and down the court, made some things happen, but obviously made some things that didn't happen as well.
Right. So 3 minutes 53 seconds remain here on the clock. Last time we saw the Beechwood Tigers a year ago, they defeated us 57-49 in Alexandria. They finished a 16-16 season, and two of the top three players that played in that game last year, Jack Sullivan, who scored 23, and Quinn Eviston, who is now graduated, but Carson Blackburn also contributed 10. So Brossard, Doyle was our leading scorer. Ben had 16. Alex Combs had a big night against Beechwood with 14. And the freshman then, Brady Brusky, with 14. So we're still feeling our way out, trying to establish an identity. Looking good in our white shooting shirts out there tonight. And doing what we can do here from Beechwood. The girls' game completed. Took forever. Lady Stangs victorious 65-32. It was contentious a little bit early on, and then we just they succumbed to our pressure, and we drew off.
Yeah, we had a couple leading scorers, both Kylie Smith and Rachel Schumacher. They both had 17 apiece, and Zoe Myers chipped in 8. So nice effort by those ladies, two of them in double figures, and pulling away towards the end there and doing what they needed to do.
And they are now 2 wins and no losses with the big win over Hamilton Baden earlier this week, I believe, on Tuesday night, Monday night or Tuesday night. Yeah. All right, the Mustangs here in Beechwood tonight will return home for a triple-header tomorrow night against Louisville DeSales. Freshmen go at 5, JV to follow in varsity game, scheduled for 7:30. Freshmen at the Covcath, things did not go well for the freshman Ernie and Kurt, not really happy with our guys' performance, but they're freshmen, and it's the second game of the year, and to send them to Park Hills and ask them to compete eyeball to eyeball with the homestanding Colonels is a bit much, and they were defeated something like 57-27.
Ernie said it was one of the worst beatings he's ever taken, so we talked about it the other day when we did the broadcast of how, you know, Covcath pulls from a lot of kids, 150 boys in a class versus, you know, what props can pull up, you know, of girls and boys of under 100. So it's tough to compete against that, but and the Colonels have a storied program, so as those props, but the Colonels have been battling as of late.
And it's early, you know. I mean, we could come back and draw them and see them again in the freshman regional tournament and be much more contentious at that time. At this time, both teams returning we're going to line up. We've already played the national anthem tonight prior to the girls' game, so I don't know that we will repeat that. Well, Beechwood and Brossard are lining up.
The band's going to be able to show off their talents.
It. The band will probably offer up the national anthem. And at this time, we are being invited to please rise for the playing of the national anthem. Well, a recording of the band. I guess the band will be on the bus tomorrow heading for Lexington as the Beachwood Tiger 2A football team will play for a state championship tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. All right, the introduction of the starting lineups, your Mustangs wearing your green travel uniforms, and first, out of the gauntlet, wearing number 5, Ben Doyle. Second out, the shooting forward, yet to hit his first three-point goal. Maybe he'll light him up tonight, Parker Mulberry. Third man out, here comes big man 6'6", Alex Combs. 14 points last year against the Tigers back in Alexandria. Dom Hedden, the captain, green sleeve tonight. Introduced and rounding out the Mustang 5 will be Beckett Kuntz. And here go the lights off for the Beachwood Tigers. And we are floor level, so I will have trouble seeing them.
Floor level with a load of Rashford Mustangs standing in front of it.
Right. And the first looks to be number 10, Johnny Yeager.
Eighth way,
number 5. I'm sure that Owen McCormick. I missed that one.
I got Carson Blackburn.
And Carson Blackburn.
I did not have Johnny Yeager out there.
Okay. All right. And I may have missed that one.
Carson Blackburn, number 1. Owen McCormick, number 4.
Yeah, that might have been number 12, David. Ryan Smith. Okay, scratch Johnny Yeager and insert Ryan Smith. Beachwood wearing their white uniforms trimmed in red. And your Brossard Mustangs wearing your travel greens trimmed in white. Mustangs will be moving away from us toward Edgar McNabb Football Stadium. And we are about ready to play. The ball is in the air. It'll be controlled. Not controlled.
Good break.
Beachwood tried to save it as it was tipped hard. And in their efforts, throw it out of bounds. So the recipient of the first possession. Now the discussion will be, did that count as a possession for the Beachwood Tigers? If so, we will get the ball arrow.
I couldn't pick up what he said.
I can't either.
They got 5 fouls still up on the board for the Stangs in the last game. So.
All right, here we go. There, Beachwood Tigers come out sagging off man-to-man. Here comes Ben. Turns, spins, passed up a shot. Dumping it down. Alex off the block. Hard pass up top. What do you think, Dom Hedden? Hedden thinks he'll give rid of it out on the wing left to Ben Doyle. So Beachwood playing good early game defense here, just underway. Tape delay, I hate that, but it is what it is.
If you guys know Shops, you know he hates the tape delay.
Ben Doyle penetrates, we can't get a shot up.
Yep.
Ball comes back out now, Dom's going to penetrate, draws a crowd, nobody replaced him up top.
Somebody better come out and get the ball.
Yep, and now there's Beckett Kuntz to the rescue. Kuntz feeds Combs. Combs turns, faces up, and gets stripped. So this kid a little bigger than the boy he faced against Dayton the other night, as 32 Jack Sullivan has his way. And the Beachwood Tigers on the attack. Running layup, Carson Blackburn. The Mustangs will play from behind.
Yeah, we had a 1 full minute possession where we did not get a shot off. Down at the other end.
Well, and Beachwood wastes no time, takes it right to the hole, and it's a 2-0 game. All up at the elbow. Beckett Kuntz going to try his luck, puts it up, misses right, and one done. Down with the rebound. The Tigers. Rim run, strong. Ryan Smith overshoots it. Mustangs coming the other way. Baseline.
Parker.
Up and in, Parker Mulberry.
Good hustle, good take. Strong take by Parker.
We're knotted up at 2. Beachwood, in their haste, lose possession of the ball, and it goes out of bounds.
Ryan Smith kicked it. Tom just realized that there's five fouls. He said, correct that.
Yep.
On the board. I spot him 2 minutes.
There we go.
I called it 2 minutes ago.
Yes, he did. All right, here we go. Brossard now in possession of the ball. Beachwood drops back. Ben Doyle and Beckett Kuntz bring it right on up. Parker pops out at the top of the key. Swings it around to Doyle on the wing. Back up top. Here comes Kuntz. Makes his way into traffic. We feed the post. Alex with a rim attack. Drop step. Overshoots it. Lunges just a little bit. And then causes us to miss long. Shot put up. No good. Down with the rebound. Combs. Outlets Doyle. Doyle wants to run. Bringing it to the house. Puts it up. Draws a foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. So a good take there by Ben Doyle.
Fouls on Owen McCormack as we pick up the first foul of the game. 5:24 left in the first.
Ben Doyle at the line for two. First one is in the book. Doyle leading scorer against the Dayton Green Devils. On Tuesday, and two of a kind bookends. Ben Doyle plants them both, and the Mustangs out to a 4-2 lead.
A little bit of token pressure by the Mustangs.
Yep, and just kind of sagged. There's a baseline jumper, and good by Jack Sullivan. I kind of thought that might be a high degree of difficulty shot. He says, no, I can do it, and he did.
Big man with a pretty
Sullivan
shot.
Sullivan right in front of us. We're down in the corner here, right off of the Brossard bench extended. Ben misses, and Alex Combs right there to clean it up. Mustangs 6-4 on top. And Combs fouled the act of shooting. We'll go to the line and one.
Ryan Smith picks up his first, team second.
And three-point play for the Brossard big man, Alex Combs. 7-4 advantage. Beachwood comes in, one win, no losses. Winners over Grant County on Monday night. Dribble drive, good double, forces them to kick it out. Sullivan, the shooter, launches, no good. Battle for the loose ball, won by Owen McCormack for Beachwood. He's going to bring it strong, and he's going to victimize Alex Combs, who fouls him on the rim run.
Yeah, Alex is just a step behind him, came from behind and tried to block that shot and get too much body contact on him.
So at the line now, McCormack will shoot two. First one is up, and it's in the book. 7-5, 4:32 to play early on in this ball game. Out comes Doyle, out comes Combs.
Hesse and Stephan replace them.
Yep, there we go. Drew Stephan, and the free throw is up and good. So two in the book for McCormack. It's 7-6. There's Beckett Kuntz. Beckett doing a good job handling the ball with confidence this season. One of perhaps his shortcomings a year ago. Beckett out on the wing. Attempts to drive. Draws the double. Spins. Turns. Shoots. Misses left. One done. Down with it come the Tigers. So this is our small lineup. Hayden, our biggest man out there. Three-point goal. Good by Aiden Way. From the coffin corner. New leader, Beachwood goes up 9-7. Dribble. Hayden backs him down. Stephan goes into the land of Giants. Hook passes, Hayden, nice body fake. Gets his man off his feet, goes up, and Hayden scores. Now we're knotted up at nines.
Yeah, Hayden did a great job, pushed through a little contact there. Finished strong.
Another shot right in front of us. This is no good. And Drew Stephan down with the rebound. Throws ahead. Dom Hayden on the... they're going to call him for a charge. Hadn't had his eyes set on the prize there, was determined to take it to the rack, and will be called for a player control foul.
Yeah, McCormack, he saw it coming. He planted. It was a good call.
So,
Mulberry joins us on the bench over here.
All right, and Beachwood beats our token pressure. Oh, baseline attack. Nice job by Owen McCormack to attack the hoop. Again, fouled. So Brady Borusky is going to pick up a personal foul. So the Mustangs now with Beckett Kuntz, Drew Stephan, Hesse, Brusky, and Dom Hedden. First free throw attempt up and good by McCormack. We're going to have to do a better job stopping dribble penetration.
And we had a bit of a problem with that doing that last year, too.
Big
a lot of lane was open, and it looks like we're collapsing a little bit better than we have in the past, but not quite effective the way Beachwood has been running up the middle on us.
So the Mustangs have a pass deflected out. Dom Hedden will throw it in at the hash mark. Ball comes in to Beckett Kuntz. Ben Franz is standing right up in front of me. Oh, and we get a pass read out. Strong take to the hole, and they overshoot it. Isaac Popham can't get it done. Quickly coming the other way.
There you go.
Drew Stephan attacks, kicks it outside to Beckett Kuntz, and Kuntz for three. So Beckett Kuntz sets up, allows Drew Stephan to get the assist.
Drew came down here and played defense and stopped that breakaway layup, too. So
yeah, he did.
I'd love to see that hustle on both sides of the court.
We get him in ASAP and get him just to mature another year.
Yeah.
We have really, really, really got something. Oh, we leave our feet. Hesse.
Oh, that's a good play
by
Dom.
Sir. Dom gets a hand in there, and Isaac Popham can't handle it. Ball out of bounds off of him.
Popham got popped in high on that one by Dom.
Mustangs with a one-point lead. A look at a 1-2-2 press. Two passes. We're across the timeline. Bounce pass. Drew Stephan penetrates. How about you? Beckett Kuntz passes up the elbow, Jay. Now Dom stuck with it, and it's going to be handed off to Brusky, and Brady can't handle it. It goes out, and the Mustangs come up empty on the possession.
Brady
Beachwood back in possession. Blackburn. A Ludlow name. We were terrorized for years by the quarterback Blackburn down there. Baseline pass across. Three-point shot on the way. No good. What's the call? It's against Beachwood.
I go over the back, maybe. I know that's not an official call, but Blackburn climbed up on the backside
of
Ben Doyle.
And that's what it will be in the Christmas tree in operation tonight, so we ought to be able to figure out who the fouls are on. Beachwood with three, Brosser two, minute 9 to play. We're going to go through the back door. We're going to score and get fouled. The Kurt Beasel patented through the back door basket and one. Dom Hedden executes it perfectly, puts it in the book, and will now go to the free throw line and shoot one.
That was on Carson Blackburn. That's his second.
So Dom with the basket, now with the ball. Whoosh, three-point play the old-fashioned way, and Hedden now has five. The Mustangs lead 15-11. Defense, defense.
Both teams have made every foul shot taken so far, 8 of 8.
There we go. Beachwood being forced out on the perimeter now. Do a little eighth region weave, and they overshoot it. Hedden down with a rebound, and he'll bring it up himself. Penetrates in the middle, kicks out, and the false start travel coming up against Carson Hesse.
Ben was pushing him down the court. He wanted him to get down there, so that's why Dom took off with the ball, took off running.
So with 39 seconds, Isaac Popham will bring him up. Nice jump switch up top by the Mustangs. Hayden and Doyle, the veterans. Stop, pop, shot. Good, Jack Sullivan. Sullivan, nowhere to go, just pulled up. Nailed the three, 20 seconds. Mustangs in possession. Here comes Doyle. Doyle into a double team, gets his shot blocked. And the Mustangs will get an inbounds play. This is one of the things I think we've improved on. We've worked on this a lot in the preseason, inbound play execution.
A little quick hitters here.
All right, here we go. Let's see if we can get a shot. And we're going to kick it out to Ben Doyle in the wing. Doyle running right-hander. Ooh, got up, bounced, hit.
Comes big board.
Ooh, and gets a rebound, puts it up, overshoots it. And the Mustangs recover. And that will be the end of the first quarter. So after 8 minutes of varsity basketball, NKAC Division II conference play, your Brossard Mustangs on the road on top by a score of 15-13.
I like what I'm seeing so far. We're,
aggressive.
We talked earlier about them busting the lane, and we've been giving a lot of help here in the last couple trips down the court, stopping that. And they do that. They do a lot of taking it to the rim, and we're doing a good job defending that and doubling up on them down here.
Right. Nice crowd on hand again tonight, predominantly Brossard. Melvin Steffen, the man, the myth, the legend, in the house tonight. First time I've seen Melvin in about 20 years. But hope I get a chance to talk to him. He'll be in town tomorrow, and you might offer a prayer for his son and our good friend Kevin Steffen, who will be operated on tomorrow. They have a kidney removed. So, here comes the stat sheet.
Oh, we love
it. A dead sprint.
There we go. Beachwood's always got their act together over here. Fun coming over here playing and seeing the plethora of coaches
skinny
that they have. Yeah, and,
yep,
they got them all listed out, and they bring us over stats at halftime, end of the quarter.
All right, so that was a Beachwood possession on that tip-off. So Brossard now in possession of the ball to start the second quarter. Beckett fakes, tries to go back door on the other side. Beachwood said, nope, you beat us once, you're not going to beat us again on it. And around the horn the ball goes. Parker Mulberry dead from the coffin corner, and he cannot connect. Parker shooting in hard luck early season from three. Of course, he hit about 80% at practice every day.
That's the way it happens.
He said, I can beat up on our JVs. These guys are a little bigger. All right, here we go. Beachwood with the ball. We're going to steal it. Good step-in intercept by Beckett Kuntz. Puts up a shot. Said, I earned it. And one done. Beachwood down with a rebound. They want to run. Moving around the perimeter. Rim run take. And good by Jack Sullivan. Sullivan now with 6 points. We are tied up at 15s.
Sullivan's a big man. He's got a nice little touch on the ball. His shots come off awkward, but he puts them in.
Dave Chauvel, Dave Tremman, just underway second period. Dom Hayden out on the wing, surveys the landscape, goes up top to Beckett Kuntz.
We had our first. They can't listen to it at home. Question.
Yep.
So, apologize for that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not our fault when you can't get a reception.
Yep. Dom Hayden, left-handed reverse layup, and scores. All right, good confidence move by the captain. In timeout.
30-second timeout.
30-second timeout by somebody.
Yeah, we can't tell which side it went to. And
well, those were the red zeros inside. Should be timeout. So those are showing zeros. One should now show five, and the other should show four.
Yep. First quarter stats jumped out. Alex Combs with 5 rebounds already.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's good to see. 9 rebounds for Brossard, only 4 for Beachwood. Anything else notable? They were 4-10 in the first half shooting. from the let's see here, 4 of 10 from inside, and it's 1 of 4 they were, and we were 5 of 12, and we made our only three.
All right, here we go. Out of the timeout, Beachwood will inbounds the ball. Brossard's going to show full court, man-to-man, run-jump defense. Token pressure up top. Alex Combs finds himself guarding the back man, and Ben Doyle with the deflection right in front of us. Good job, always hustling, always working. Everything serious with Ben Doyle. All brought in. Dom Hadden contests the inbound pass. Beachwood survives and maintains possession. Jack Sullivan all the way up top with the basketball. Going to attack. Three-point shot. No good. Alex has got 6 rebounds as he comes down with this one. Ball on the wing. Dribble. Ben not having a lot of luck. We're going to go inside to Alex. Alex gets it swatted. He should have let it go. He tried to come up with the loose ball off his fingertips, out of bounds. And the Tigers now will take possession. As I said, we are in floor level. Water cooler corner. Who was in?
Carter Moore, number 20, new to the game.
Thank you.
And a steal right here by...
Oh, no. And back-to-back baskets by the Tigers. Aiden Way, 19-17. A 4-0 run by the Beachwood Tigers. Parker Mulberry overshoots it from three. Got to have you, Parker. We'll get you. There'll be nights when he will just light them up. Last night against Dayton, unable to connect. And even on green and white night, Parker was empty on three-point shots. Alex going to get a breather.
Looks like he needs one. He's out there working hard, as always.
Well, he's got some big competition out there tonight.
Yep.
And right, over fumble. And back, unforced turnover here by the Tigers. Like to see Brossard score right here, answer that 4-0 run.
That turnover gave us a little momentum, you know, the unforced error. Yep.
Ben Doyle up top, dribble, spin, into a double team, and a travel violation as Ben slams on the brake, shuffles his feet. So Beachwood causing us some issues defensively. And here we're going to come with full court pressure on the turnover. Beachwood will inbound from the baseline.
We had 5 turnovers in the first quarter alone.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut down on them.
Yep.
You know, but if you're going to play fast, those are going to occur. Hesse almost gets a steal, almost being the operative word. Here comes Owen McCormick, somewhat out of control. Now here comes the load. As Sullivan dumps it off down inside.
Oh,
and 12, Ryan Smith comes up with a rebound, forces it up, and the whistle blows. Good battle for that ball. We're getting after it on the boards.
Yeah, we are. And that was a cheap call. I know that Coach Francis didn't care for that. But, you know, going for a rebound.
Yeah, we're just battling for
exactly.
That rebound.
Yeah,
So Ryan Smith will... to the line.
First free throw miss of the game. I knew I had black cat on.
There you go, you did.
How about a black cat up?
Boy, super job. He misses them both. Parker Mulberry down with a rebound for the Mustangs. Up top, Drew Steffen. Here's Parker.
Not even.
Oh, misses everything. Now it's crawled up and taken residence in the penthouse suite.
Yeah.
Of his conscience.
Three,
yeah.
Up for three from the range. And here's Coach Jackson Steffen talking.
Yeah.
To
all right. And just, you know, boom. Shoot him like you shoot him in practice.
Absolutely. Oh, the cheap
one. Yeah, a really cheap one up top on Dom.
Dom gets a couple cheapies early in the game, and he plays pretty smart. He knows he's got two, and he knows he's still out on the court.
They're showing one on the board. Is that possible?
Maybe that wasn't a foul then?
I don't know. At any rate, yeah, it is, but maybe the first one wasn't. Inside out, Beachwood for three, no good. Drew Steven takes the elevator upstairs, comes down with a rebound, and then throws the ball. Airmails a pass out of bounds and turns it over. Well, he earned it. However, nobody home on the receiving end. Beachwood getting a lot of opportunities here. Two-point game, 19-17. Brossard led 17-15. Beachwood answered with a 4-0 run. Now they're going to come up Main Street, a good give and go. And Aiden Way makes it 21-17. Mustangs need a basket. Drew Steffen, long. Drew's accurate from three at practice on a day-to-day basis. Travel violation. Yeah, that was ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Sullivan lost control of himself up top and then lost the handle on the basketball.
He fumbled that for about 25 feet.
And a very appropriate travel call. Come on, Mustangs. We need to get off of 17. Ball into the corner. Drew Steffen puts it on the deck. Skips outside to Beckett Kuntz. Kuntz going to draw a crowd. Spins, turns, nothing there. Kraski dishes back to Beckett Kuntz, and Kuntz throws it away. Misanticipates a cut.
Yep. Thereby, he had the zag, but went for the zig.
Yep, Carson Heskey. Come on, we got to ride this out. They're playing well. Playing ask and answer basketball, led 17-15, and again, this time, the big man Sullivan gets all the way to the rack, and it's 23, now to 17, an 8-0 Beachwood run.
I was hoping Drew Steffen would have stayed planted there, but the outcome would have been bad for Drew.
Dom Hedden for three. Dom collects it on the wing. Nobody comes out and picks him up, and he scores. And Lord knows we needed it.
Absolutely.
Back to a one possession, 3-point Beachwood lead. 3-point shot. Man, under heavy pressure, Owen McCormick answers the 3-point goal. That was pretty tough.
Yeah, it was. Highly contested.
Here comes Dumb. Draws the crowd.
Nice
hook pass. Beckett cuts off the window as he was streaking up Main Street. Haddon finds him. Now we're back playing ask and answer ball.
Haddon's on it all. Three, a foul shot, three two-pointers, 10 points total. Another assist right there.
2 minutes remains here in the period, in the half. Long rebound battle. Beachwood runs it down. McCormick likes to penetrate. Now he's going to shoot. And he's going to hit it. Wow, Owen McCormick back-to-back Jack 3-point goals. And it's 29 now to 22.
Yeah, just when you asked for the cut it basket, we did it, and they come back with two straight.
Ball up top, Brusky. Brusky can get involved. He can hit it. Drew Steffen goes into the paint, puts up a prayer, not answered, and one done for the Mustangs. Spin move up top. We got Sullivan hung up at the top of the key.
He's pretty
forced
quick
to give
man.
Him up. Yeah, he is. Gives it off to Aiden Way. Way outside to McCormack. McCormack. Into the
body, shoulder, yeah.
And they're going to take it away and call a charge. And Sullivan does not like it. Sullivan reacted rather strongly.
Yeah.
Got a glare from Greg Gall. Came over, patted him on the shoulder, and did the right thing. Went back and set up on defense. Who took that charge?
I thought it was Drew Steffen, but he's out of the game. Right. I mean, I think they just took him out.
Doesn't matter. We'll pick him.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, a great job standing in. Now we need to capitalize. Ben Doyle, been quiet. Out on the wing. Kuntz, skip pass, Ben. Now throws. And, man, lid is on from three-point range. If we'd hit just one or two of these, we're right there. 29-22, Beachwood advantage with the ball. Under 30 seconds remains in the half. Up top, McCormack. Now the big man going to take on Dom Haddon. Haddon wins the battle, forces him to give it up. Beachwood beyond. Now we take it away. Here comes Hesse. And gets stripped out of bounds. So Hesse with a steal and attempt on the layup.
All right, here's where the quick hitter's got to come here with 6.2 seconds left.
And we will inbound underneath. And we get it. We're going to draw a foul. So Ben Doyle breaks open. Attempts a shot. He is fouled. And will go to the line for free throw number three and number four.
Pop him with his first foul.
Ben Doyle, 5.7 seconds on the clock, makes easy work of free throw number one.
Now
29,
we got to get
the now stop. To 23. Absolutely. Let's hit this one, get a stop, go to the locker room. Doyle, second effing money. Four for four for Ben Doyle, 29-24. And no good on the shot. Ben Doyle's going to get. A three-quarter court shot. Had a chance. Won't go. And the Mustangs run off right in front of us, trailing by five at 29-24. Let's take a break. Let's recognize the sponsors, the people that put up the money to make the Mustangs go. This opportunity to thank the good folks who put up the money that make the Mustangs go. Paul Verst and Jim Stadmiller at Verst Logistics. The good folks at Fort Wright Chick-fil-A. Rick Williams at M&W Excavation, and we still remember Mitch Ord. Dennis Elix and Marvin Bryant at Alexandria Funeral Homes and Dobling Mullenkamp Herschel. Matt Gepper at BMC Auto Rental. ASAP, where the Mustangs train. Jim Ubel, Central Bank. The good folks at Beal Brothers Jewelers. A-Town Equipment Rental, that's Jason Kramer. Jackpot Dumpster Rental, that's Justin Kramer. Jen C. Pate at Neltner Realty. The Griffiths at Ken's Auto Care. Sugar Mill Suites. Rick Shermer at True Stone Distributors. Mark Citrullo at Hollander Manufacturing. Alexandria Tire and Auto Service. The Olberding family at Silver Grove Dairy Bar, your summer place to be. Kramer Tree Service, that's Wayne Kramer. Jones Eye and the good folks at Skyline Chili. Revive Dental. And Tom Munninghoff and the good folks at Munninghoff Lang and Company. Support these fine folks who support your Mustangs. We can't do it without them. Dave Chauvel, Dave Trentman back courtside here at Beachwood as the Tigers on top 29-24. In a ball game where I just feel, you know, that we can do better. We haven't used 100% of our potential in that first half. Parker Mulberry with a two-point rim run basket Brady Brusky with a has not scored. Drew Steffen has not scored. Carson Hesse has not scored. And big man Alex Combs has only put up three. So if we can get some scoring production here in the second half, allowing the Tigers 29 in the first half, 58 for the game, I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, I would like our chances here.
We've only had six guys that have actually taken shots so far. You know, we're shooting 381 from two-point and 333 from three-point, which is not horrific by any means, you know, but the team that we have should shoot better than that. In the meantime, you know, as we're 8 for 21, Beachwood is 11 for 22 from inside, and overall, you know, 3 for 10 from behind the arc, so they're struggling behind the arc as well. We've got some rebounds. You know, we've got 13 rebounds. They've got 12. You know, so a lot of things are balanced out here except for a five-point advantage for the Tigers on the scorebook.
Right. Well, in the first half, Beckett Kuntz with 5 points, doing a good job. Ben Doyle with 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Mulberry, that rim run two-pointer. Dom Haddon, double figures, 10, working hard. Dom having a big night. And Alex Combs, a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
And Brasser, 6 boards for him. Sorry to interrupt.
Six,
yep.
Yes, sir. We actually didn't see Alex a lot in the second half of that second quarter. Mustangs are 6 of 6 from the free throw line and periods of 15 and 9 for the Beachwood Tigers, 2 for Carson Blackburn, 10 for Owen McCormack, 7 for Aiden Way, Carter Moore with a bucket, and 8 points for big man Jack Sullivan. The Beachwood Tigers are 4 of 6 from the free throw line, periods of 13 and 16. Beachwood's playing good defense. They are long. You know, there's a lot of them. And then you got big man Sullivan inside. And a couple times you saw us feed the post.
Outside,
and
yeah.
Combs drop steps or squares. And there is a big man looking him in the eye. So, you know, Alex not having his way with the post players here at Beachwood as he did with the post players.
No, not
at, again, at, with Dayton.
You know, there's an interesting stat here. We both have 8 turnovers. Beachwood has 12 points off the turnovers. We have 5. So when they're getting the ball, you know, when they steal the ball from us, they're actually executing and putting points on the board. And they're outscoring us from in the paint, too, 10-6.
Well, nobody, you know, we've got, I can't read this. The board doesn't show anybody with more than one foul, and if that's the case, we'll take it.
Fouls, yeah, I've got 4 total fouls. And that's our sheet has 4 as well. That was not a foul on Dom, period, is what it was.
Okay.
So we don't know what that infraction was or whatever. But, yeah, we're showing 4 fouls, and there are 6 fouls on Beachwood, and Blackburn has picked up 2 of them, everybody else with 1.
David, you and I were talking pregame. Northern Kentucky grade school basketball has lost a living legend in Jim Donnellan. I know he has been having some serious health issues. Jim's about 5 years older than I, but he, when I was coaching grade school ball, was already the head coach of the St. Joe 7th, 8th grade New Calf League Blue Jays, and spent decades in that position. Always a good coach. His teams were always well-disciplined, always executed well. And he had a lot of good help. He and Lee were the mainstays. But a guy named Froggy Redmond, he knew his way around the gym, you know, would help out. And, you know, Bill Hipple. Hipple was a good basketball coach, I always felt. So in that program, there were good coaches. Now, back in the day, there was no girls' basketball, period. There were 2 7th and 8th grade leagues, New Calf and the KFC League, which basically Chuck Peters and I ran with Herb Birkenauer, who kind of started it along with Alex Butcher. And, you know, the Blue Jay Classic was one of the only tournaments in Northern Kentucky. Every grade school did not have a tournament back then.
No, no.
And the Blue Jay Classic was where you wanted to play. It was the highlight of your season.
Still is.
To play in the Blue Jay Classic. And I remember as a grade school coach at St. Peter and Paul, if we won the Blue Jay Classic, we went back to Herman's Country Bar and we celebrated. And I mean, we celebrated to the point of, smoking cigars and plenty of brewskis around, fiddle music, banjo music, good food brought in by the good people at 12 Mile. And this is all part of the legacy of Jim Donnellan. But Donnellan could have been a high school coach.
He was. He helped out Dayton. I met with him 5-6 years ago.
Right.
He was helping out Dayton. I remember talking to him, and just typical Jim Donnellan, he said he had these kids walking to school without coach. He went out and bought them coats. You know, and he said, you know, it's funny, he had a negative comment about it. He goes, not a one said thanks, they were entitled to it. But he said, by God, my kids weren't coming to practice without coats on.
Yeah. And a very genuinely good man.
Oh, great person.
And he and Lee and the whole St. Joe Blue Jay program always reflected his high standards. And I, Chuck Peters, Lee Kasson, you know, we were all groupies, you know. We practiced in front of them or we practiced behind them. We played in front of them or we played behind them. And, you know, many, Lord, I mean, I even refereed some of those games and I asked their forgiveness. back in the early days of Blue Jay basketball. And there are many banners, diocesan championship banners, hanging from the rafters on the far wall at St. Joe, reflecting the success of his ball teams. Rest in peace, one coach, Jim Donnellan.
Yeah, one comment you made about the Blue Jay Classic, you said it was the longest run in Northern Kentucky. It may be the longest running in the state.
It may be.
I thought I saw something about that, you know, a couple years ago or whatever, but that's an amazing process they put on, and we joke around that it takes longer than the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, now it does. Originally, when it started, the program were two mimeograph sheets, blue ink, stapled together.
Yeah.
And we only had, now remember this, we had a 7th and 8th New Camp, a 7th and 8th Casey, a 5th and 6th, 1-5th and 6th. That was it.
Yeah.
St. Joe had three teams.
Wow.
That was it.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready to play ball. Back on tape delay, Shobbs and Trentman here in the corner. Beachwood will have possession to start the second half. Moving away from us. Oh, and they're going to get a cheap one. They post up and then they lob to the post player. And Big Jack Sullivan.
Horn went off. All right, Pomp checking on the arrow, making sure things are
okay,
right.
Okay, right.
And I'm going to have to see Pomp on Facebook tomorrow. He's a good ref. He's a good dude. He does a lot of great
games. Absolutely can work any game we ever play.
Yep.
All right. Dom Hayden up top, stuck with the ball. Parker Mulberry pops out to the rescue. Ben Doyle right out in front of us on the wing. Around the horn it goes. Here comes.
There you go.
We dump it inside. Did Alex miss that one?
He did, and he got his own rebound.
And he got his own rebound. Number 7 pads his stats and scores.
He got that aggressively, too. He went hard after that.
31 now to 26.
Boy, that was a missile underneath.
Keep scoring is the key here.
Stand your ground.
And
there you go, Alex.
You've got to call this charge.
Yes, they have to.
I don't believe they did.
Our call two shots. Alex stood there. That was a great play by
Alex. Alex stood right in and took
100%. Yeah, that's a shame there.
The official that made that call is not a friend of the Brossard Mustangs. Jack Sullivan at the line shooting 2.
I made peace with him tonight. He's fine.
I don't care to, and I will lose no sleep over it ever. First one up and is no good by Sullivan. If he misses the second one, I can say God made it right.
Yeah.
Second one airborne, but it is money in the book. 11 points, double figures now for the Beachwood big man. 32 now to 26.
Almost picked off here, but it went off the Beachy, Aiden Way.
Mustang first string out there, the early season first string of Beckett Kuntz and Ben Doyle and Dom Hadden, Parker Mulberry and Alex Combs. Combs posting up, but they're pushing him out off the block.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure he can become effective out there. Now, what he can be effective at is catching inside, kicking out for the three. Ball deflected out of bounds. We'll throw it in all the way into the backcourt. Beckett Kuntz wearing that black T-shirt underneath his jersey here tonight. Passes up top, Dom Hadden. Shot put up. Ben tries his luck from three. Hit two of them against Dayton. This one is short and one done. Here come the Tigers. Inside out. Where's the travel whistle? Not going to get it. Sullivan misses. Down with the rebound, Parker Mulberry. Beachwood does a good job getting back on defense. Here comes Thumb. Penetrates. Gets stopped. Shot put up. This time in the book. Two-point goal?
I couldn't tell.
I think so. Well, I don't know. 26 to 29. So Ben Doyle now misses the first three-point goal, and on the other end, a player control foul as Owen McCormick runs over one of our defenders. I was busy writing down the change in the Ben Doyle.
Yeah, 2-3, yeah.
2-3. All right, here we go. Ball goes inside. Alex puts it up, misses. Gets his own rebound. Ooh, that would have been perfect. Tried to stick it back from under the rim. Oh! A nice inside out there, and Beckett Kuntz can't handle the pass. Got a little anxious, was ready to shoot before he caught the basketball.
A big, strong Dom passed that ball to him.
So we're back on defense. Open shot from the wing and nothing but net. Number five, Aiden Way. 35 now to 29.
Aiden Way quietly has 10 points.
Three-point shot straight away. Look good from Beckett. Won't go. Sullivan's going to play point guard. Brings it up himself. Here comes Blackburn. Penetrates and dribbles it right on out of bounds. So a turnover forced. A
bunch of green hands came in there swatting at him, and he lost control, and it bounced off his own leg, went out of bounds.
Alex going to get a breather, working hard tonight.
Got his 5 points and what about 7-8 rebounds now.
Beckett Quince, the floor general. Oh, we spring Hesse inside and then miss him. The ball comes out. Beachwood goes the other way. Misses one. Misses two.
Oh,
and we hit a rebound, and Hesse kicks it off his knee. All right. When the dust settles, we come out of there with a basketball. No damage done. Hadden brings it the length of the court. Rim run. And he's fouled on the way up and will shoot two.
That's McCormick's third foul of the game. So, boy, that was a wild scrum down in the other end. Beachwood.
It was.
Talk about the lid on the basket and good scrapping by both teams.
We dodged the major bullet there. Dom Hadden now going to shoot a pair. Hadden one of one on the night. 2 of 2 on the night. And has one remaining.
If he hits this, he'll be leading all scores right now with 12.
Hadden, deliberate. Whoosh, up in the net. 12 points for the captain. 35 now to 31. Mustangs need a stop. Beachwood in a hurry. Oh, how about a jump ball? Why would you call a foul? They're going to call a foul on Ben Doyle. Looked like Doyle got plenty of basketball on that one. And Ben Doyle expressing himself. Same official that I disagreed with on the earlier call is the same official that made that call.
Well, God's trying to make it right. He missed the first one.
Ryan Smith now 0 for 3. Mustangs gather together, huddle up, joined by a Beachwood player. All right, one remains. Smith, a miss and a rebound would be nice. There's the miss. Jump ball.
And it goes down good, yes. Rushford ball.
It'll be a green possession. So with 4:24 here in the third, Mustangs trail four. Drew Steffen off the bench, going to replace Parker. And Beckett Kuntz will bring it right on up. Kuntz being body checked. Dom Hedden now tries. Turn back. Beckett Kuntz said, I feel it. And hits it. Beckett Kuntz for three. 8 points now, and it's a 1 point ball game. 35-34. 4 minutes to play in the third. We've arrived. Oh, a travel violation. No doubt. Is Blackburn tries to slam on the brakes and takes an extra step. Timeout, Tigers.
All right. That's just what we need. This
will be
excitement.
Full timeout.
Good timeout by Coach Ross Hart down there. Saw us, you know, gaining the momentum, and he wanted to stop that after the errant play there. So good to see us.
Okay. If you see, they put my numbers up now. So Tigers should go from 5 to 4.
Yes.
And both teams should have 4 timeouts remaining.
You are correct.
All right, a little momentum here in a green Brossard uniform. Beckett Kuntz with a big three ball. So a three by Doyle, a three by Kuntz, a pair of free throws by Dom Hedden, and a field goal by Alex Combs brings the Mustangs back to within one at 35-34.
Now the band plays, but we didn't get to hear the national anthem by them. So
I guess they'll be on the bus to Lexington tomorrow.
Yep. Good for them. You know, best wishes to open Northern Kentucky team.
Yep.
Or two brings it back.
Randy I'm very, Bellers, very, very interested in the 12 noon game.
Is that
I may even pay to watch it.
Cooper?
Sayre? Oh. No. Sayre and Raceland.
Mm.
A great battle. Neither team's ever won a state championship. Sayre, we scrimmaged back in our preseason, and I think you'll find him on our football schedule coming up
nice,
for next
nice.
Year.
Oh, Ben Doyle, a nice
Ben.
Shake and bake.
Running right-hander, and it's in the book, and we've got a new leader. The Mustangs poke a nose in front. 36-35. Beachwood answered.
Blackburn just took it to the rack, went all the way down by himself.
Seems like when they need
one,
they
Doyle.
Get one.
Yeah, blocking foul on number two, Isaac Popham. Ben Doyle going strong to the rack.
So this will send Ben back to the free throw line, and that's a good thing.
Boy, it's hard to pick
these
refs out.
No, it won't.
Oh, no, it's on the ground yet.
All right.
It's hard to pick these refs out from the back or from the men's hair club, I think.
Yeah. Okay, we inbounds. Man, you passed up a chance there, Beckett.
Yeah.
Beckett broke free inside with the ball and then kicked it back out. Moving the ball effectively here. Need a bucket. This would be big. Ben Doyle. Jump stop. Off the window. Up and in. So Ben Doyle now with 7 here in the period. And we're on the teeter-totter.
Now he's playing some tough
defense. He is really into it now. Been feeling it.
Really into it. He always is.
Always is.
He's got
down low, short corner. One bounce, one jump, one shot. No good. One short armed rebound attempt. Two short arm rebound attempts. Three short arm rebound attempts. And finally a whistle.
Wow, that's another sequence.
If we could have batted that sucker out of there.
Well, we tried the one time. Yep. I don't know who it was. Some little green jersey jumped up and kicked it out. Who'd they whistle for the infraction?
Yeah, they're going to send Sullivan to the line.
Yep, he was down there battling the whole time.
And he hits the first. We're now knotted at 38.
Looks like Ben Doyle made the contact down there. He's got two up on the Christmas tree.
And the second one is also good. And another lead change. Here we come. Beckett playing with confidence.
Yep.
A summer
there
in the
go.
Gym.
Oh.
Well, a no-look pass to Carson Hesse down at his knees. Hesse cannot handle it. And a foul whistled up top.
On Carson, he bumped.
Carson, a little bump
yep.
and run. So the Mustangs now with four team fouls. And Beachwood with a three. Beachwood will inbounds from the hash mark. And they're going to call the foul as we allow Jack Sullivan to catch the ball on the block.
Tom's pleading his case that he had his hands up. He didn't touch him and went straight up, but that's not the case.
Well, an encore appearance at the free throw line by Jack Sullivan.
Now the bottom of shoes.
He's just hit the last two, and now he's hit three.
I mean, the bottom of shoes are red. He's been in that paint the last few times down the court. Battling for those rebounds and trying to put them back in.
Alex Combs comes back in to try to neutralize the war on the boards on the opposite end. And two more for Sullivan. Sullivan had 23 against the Mustangs a year ago in Alexandria. 2 minutes remains in the third. Again, we spread them around the horn, hip check. Foul called. This will be a common foul as Drew Steffen hit. Now, once again, here we go with an inbounds play.
Better move.
Yeah, a little confusion here. Let's just get it in. We get it into Alex. Alex baby hooks it. It won't go.
Get in there.
Dom gets it. Dom is living a charmed life. Saw the contact coming, flips it up over his back. Nothing but net back-to-back ball games.
And
prayer answered. Foul in the act of shooting.
All right, that's Carson Blackburn's third. I got McCormick with three, and I've got Popham with three.
I'll let you keep track of the fouls.
Yeah.
I'll keep the running score as best I can. Hadden, one free throw remains, and it's good. So Dom, three-point play. 15 points for Dom Hadden.
Knotted up at 41.
Tied 41.
Yes.
Minute 38. Rim run short, no good. Combs with another rebound. Bounce pass ahead. Drew Steffen.
Good hustle.
Thank you. I thought Carson, he takes the leg of this table out. We're going forward.
Carson Blackburn on the ground, slide in front of us, and somehow slid past Shobbs and hit the wall and did not hit us.
All right, so Brady Brusky will throw it in. Gets it in to the senior, Dom Hadden.
Put it on the ground, Alex.
Yeah, Alex spinning, turning, throwing it, and we'll turn it over. Alex trapped down there in big man land with it.
He put it down. He had two guys on him, and when he put it down to one dribble, a third guy came down and took a look at him as well.
And he tried to force a pass out. All right, back on defense. Beachwood will throw it in at their own hash mark. Number one, point guard, Blackburn. out on the wing. Alex pops all the way out to confront him. Guard wing, point wing pass. Shot up, nothing but net. I was going to say, not necessarily a high percentage shot until it hit nothing but net. 44 now to 41. We're under a minute. Dom Hedden said target practice. Three for Dom Hedden. Nobody comes out and gets him, and we make him pay. We're knotted up at 44s. It's a ball game. Kind of what I had hoped for here in the second half.
28 seconds left.
Shot. This has got to be short.
Wow.
In climbs the rim. Aiden Way put it up.
And a steal underneath by Carson Blackburn.
Oh.
And a quick bucket putting him up by four with 14.
Momentum.
There you go, Alex Strong.
Alex having trouble hitting his close ins. A lot of defense in there.
That's going to go.
That had a big chance. A half-court shot by Jack Sullivan. So after three periods of play, a little burst there in the waning seconds puts the Beachwood Tigers on top, 48-44.
That's a big quarter by the Mustangs, throwing in 20 right there.
Yes, sir. We'll take that.
But the problem is 19 at Beachwood, so you win a quarter. That's good. Close the gap 1 point, but we had our lead there a couple times in the third quarter. What we're trying to do. 48-44, start of the fourth quarter. Team's on the side. Oh, Ben just dropping the clipboard. He's not happy about something. He's yelling and screaming down there. In comes our key statistician right here with the real stats. Thank you.
There he is.
The stat man.
Yep.
If you've ever been on Bluegrass Prep,
yep.
God rest its soul, he's a stat man on there. Find what you were looking for?
No, I'm good.
All right. Beautiful. All right.
Aiden Way's first goal was a three-pointer. I only gave him two.
Okay.
All right. All right, Mustangs, our new addition, 24-25, new look, Mustangs. A little challenge here. Trailing 48-44, 8 minutes to play. I would say limit our turnovers, value possession of the ball just a little bit, hit all our shots, and tell them nice game.
You know, according to their stats, we've had 13 turnovers now. They've had 11. Points off turnovers, Beachwood's got 22 to our 7 now. Alex Combs is 2 of 11 from the field currently, but
wow.
He has those 9 rebounds. what he's making on the, or what he's missing on the shots, he's making up on the rebounds.
Beachwood ball again to start the fourth quarter. Little give and go, kick out to the shooter from 3-point range. The ball battles. The ball
on the ground.
Bounces. It won't go.
And
then it falls off.
Parker Mulberry gets assessed.
Mulberry, excessive roughness.
And he's not happy
on
about
the
that
rebound,
call.
So they'll get an inbounds play.
I think he pushed the big man Sullivan, and they got him for it.
Don't poke the bear. And they score on an inbounds play. That hurts because this is going to put them up 6. And they score on an easy bucket by big man Sullivan.
And Dom Haddon's third foul of the game. To go with his 18 points.
And Sullivan completes the 3-point play. 51 now to 44.
Beckett's calling something, and the players aren't where he wants them to be.
Beckett's doing a great job. Beckett, early season candidate for most improved player. Oh, did we lose it? We did.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, Dom zigged when we thought he was going to zag. Ben says, whoa, we got to get momentum back in the green uniform, and calls a full timeout. So with 7:24 remaining in the ball game, Mustangs springs coming out just a little bit here have fallen behind 7 at 51-44. Man, we were right there. We were high at 44.
All this within 36 seconds of the fourth quarter start.
Yeah. So a 7-0 Beachwood Tiger run here to end the third period and begin the fourth.
And you talk about Zach, you know, coming around and gaining his confidence, gaining the trust. He's not set a minute on the pine yet today. He's played out of the first three quarters, he's played 24 minutes.
I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. Beckett impressed me when he came in as a freshman. He and Ben Doyle were like joined at the hip, 1A. You know, and they have been throughout their careers so far. All right, Alex, you didn't see it. You should have got it because Blackburn gets it all the way to the rack and scores out of the timeout. Bad goes to worse. And now it's a 9-0 run for the Beachwood Tigers. All right, let's get something back here.
I tell you what, Beachwood had all five of his players on this end of the court before we brought the ball up.
Parker. Man, Parker still looking for that first three of the new year. Shot put up, no good, battle. Alex gets on the floor, does a little officiating, and earns the Brossard Mustangs the basketball. So Beckett will bring it on up.
Bresky's in the game now for Mulberry, taking a little breather.
Bresky only about a week and a half off of the football field. Alex.
Wow.
Well, we got a break here.
Yes, we did.
Alex Combs with a baby hook, missed it, and then helped one of the Beachwood Tigers hit the deck, and when he rolled, was whistled for a travel violation. So we may have stole one there.
Yeah, Carson Blackburn, who was person at fault there for drop, rock, and roll in there.
Tom looking. Parker shooting. Struggling.
Beckett, that was Beckett.
Oh, it was Beckett. I'm sorry. Whistle blew. A lot of discussion. Not sure what we have here. But we're going to get a redo.
Yeah.
We're going to get another inbounds play right next to us. Ball comes in. Carson Hesse right back to Dom Haddon. Haddon waves away his teammates. Now Carson from the corner. Skip, strong, Ben Doyle. Diagonally opposite. Beckett Kuntz, around the horn we go. Dom trying to create. Carson Hesse says, I think I can get it to the hole. Turns, shoots, sits the rim. Out it goes. Last touch by the Beachwood Tigers. Now we need to score something on these inbound plays.
Yeah, let's see if we get something set here. Come on, guys. Get in position. Four across.
Yeah, I don't know if Frusky knows all the inbound plays, but he's a smart kid. There's a turnaround Jay by Beckett. Kuntz won't go. Lids on. Thought maybe we might get that back tip as Sullivan didn't know he had a Mustang behind him. However, Beachwood able to bring it across the center stripe.
Carson's getting a little handy there. But
and here's
Dom.
The steal, and Dom should get a fingertip roll bucket. So finally, we're now off of 44. 53-46. Dom Haddon, ball and basket.
I may have to give him credit for a dunk on that day.
But he can dunk it. He dunks him at practice all the time.
He had his hand on the rim.
He thought about it. If we'd have been up 70, And big man Sullivan throwing his weight around, scores and answers the Dom Haddon basket.
Oh, rejected.
Ben put it up, gets knocked to the hardwood, no whistle. Beckett Kuntz followed and left it short. Ball comes back out, Aiden Way.
Yeah, Carson Hesse's getting a little handy down there, playing a little physical, and he just picks up a foul. And got a timeout going on. Nope, the bench is they're giving a hand for Beckett is taking his first breather
first
of the game.
First breather of the ball game, Beckett Kuntz. All right, Beachwood will get it up at the high hash mark, or where the high hash mark should be. Ball comes out on the wing. Blackburn thinks about it and then yields possession to Isaac Popham. Ben Tom Hayden all over him defensively, forces him to give it up. Beachwood out on the perimeter, shoots an ill-advised three, and it goes. Wow, we shoot in hard luck, and Beachwood's getting the shooter's roll. 58 now to 46.
Blocking call on Popham, that's going to give him four. And talking about players that haven't set, Popham, okay, never mind. He's only played 10 minutes going into the third period.
So Dom Hayden will inbound here for the Mustangs. We break when we receive possession of the ball. We get it into Ben Doyle. Doyle with a floater. Hit. He'll go to the line and do what he does best. Shooting from the free throw line.
And our Christmas tree just...
we lost it there. Came back.
They've only got three on Popham. I had four on him, but...
They're
the home team.
Ben continues to string free throws. Now 5 of 5. 58 to 47. How did this happen?
I know. We blinked.
That quickly. And Ben misses on his second effort.
Timeout.
And timeout Beachwood. As big man Jack Sullivan got himself tied up in the backcourt. So with 4:26 remaining here in the ball game, Ted Jackson in the house taking first-class professional pictures. Check out the media guide. It's now on the BMustangs.com website. Click on the appropriate link and scroll down. We should have 100 new ones available tomorrow night for the DeSales triple header. I'm still looking for a broadcast partner. You're listening in to the tape replay. And, oh, man, Shops needs help. I'll join him. Let me know.
Yeah, that's interesting because talking with Dave earlier, I can't make it tomorrow night. I have a prior commitment. And he said, I don't think I'll post it on the website. I maybe get too many people or somebody, you know. But now if they're listening to us tonight.
Well, then they're real fans.
Yeah, exactly right. There you go. So especially
you're going to
listen to the replay.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Beachwood with a basketball and an 11-point lead. Man, I wouldn't have thunk it. Now they get a break, try to mishandle one. Now they're getting the ball inside to Sullivan, and Sullivan's eating our lunch. 60 to 47. Ben Doyle.
Forced it a bit.
Put it up in traffic. And here come the Tigers. All the way to the hole. Good. Counted. Blackburn. Man. Bad goes to worst. 62 to 47. We have been outscored 18 to 3 since this game was knotted up at 44s.
Wow. We've scored three lousy points in four minutes right now, so this quarter. Blackburn connects.
And it's 63 now to 47. Mustangs, nothing's coming easy for us. Here comes Brusky. Draws the crowd, loses the handle. Feeds to Dom on the block. Dom doing his best. Big man move, and he draws the foul from Owen McCormick. And this will send Dom Hayden back to the free throw line where he will shoot two. Dom with 20 points at this point. And has a chance to make it 22. First one, nothing but net is good. Jack, Blackjack, 21. And Dom being very deliberate. and nails it. Dom Haddon, 6 of 6 tonight from the free throw line. 63-49.
And I don't think he's had the pleasure of the red padded seats this game yet either.
No. Beachwood moves well off of the basketball.
And they're spread out right now.
They spread. They make you chase them.
Especially with 3 minutes and 14 seconds
and
left.
And a touch foul out front. Dom Haddon going to
commit his
himself up one. And this will be the fifth team foul for the Mustangs. And now the...
Put them on the line, and it's that two-shot penalty now.
The other shoe being now free throws, two at a time, rears its ugly head. Aiden Way hits it for one. 13 points for Aiden Way.
Some of the younger roster crowd leaving the game.
Well, they were probably here for the girls' game as well, which preceded this, and Brossard big over Beachwood in that one.
Well, a couple of them may have strolled over here, too, after their freshman game to check out what their brethren have done.
Yeah, here comes Dom. All right, here comes Ben. A nice rim run. And back iron. And then Ben's going to be assessed a personal foul, contesting the rebound.
Yeah, climbed up his back a bit. No arguments there. Oh, shooting two.
Yeah, there's a here we go again. Over 5 team fouls per quarter, it is a two-shot penalty. That rule went into effect last year. It's all kind of coming back to me now.
Well, even the referee at the Dayton game, he went 1-1. So I said 1-1, and I said something, and who was reffing that game? Oh, he looks at me and goes, no, that's
a big Bill McGowan.
Yeah. Well, Bill made the 1-1 call, so.
All right, Sullivan just continues to inflict damage to the Mustangs.
23 for him right now.
Free throw up and good. Second one, another one, just like the other one. Two of a kind, bookends.
Well, he likes to see the green team, don't he? Wow.
67-49. Brusky launches from beyond the arc.
There's Ben Doyle with a jump ball.
Good. Doyle's going to go in. And hopefully tie up Mr. Carson Blackburn.
They call jump.
I don't think so.
One guy called a jump and the other guy called a foul on Ben Doyle.
So we're going to walk 84 feet. And Carson Blackburn, this one's not going to look good in the paper tomorrow.
No.
And that's too bad.
Yeah. 24 minutes. It was a great game.
29 ahead at halftime. We've now got 68. Mr. Jackson wasting his film on us. And the second one also good by Blackburn. 20-point game. How in the world did this get to be a 20-point game? Man.
Come on, back
at it. Launches from three. It won't go. One and done. Down with the rebound. Ryan Smith. Beachwood throws for the end zone. And it is complete but kicked back out. Here comes Blackburn. Blackburn says, foul me. I'll shoot free throws.
Boy, you're talking about a spread out offense right now. They're all over the court.
And right now they're just loving life.
Yeah.
And Ben Doyle's going to stop the clock at 2:05.
Homie, don't play that game. He's going to foul him. He's going to go after him.
Yep.
And he's going to go sit on the bench now, too.
After Jackson Steffen going to check in. That is the grandson of one. Melvin Steffen in attendance here tonight. Melvin graduated when? Around 69. I'm not sure. Melvin's a great player. Melvin turned his ankle in a district game with Highlands that I think had he been able to finish, we may have been able to win. And he would have liked that because that would have set us up in a district championship game with Campbell County. And this is back in the day when Brosser wasn't supposed to compete with Campbell County. McCormick at the line, first one up, first one good. And the second one, two of a kind bookends. 15 points. McCormack 71-49. We haven't scored in a while. 8-point run, 8-0 run for the Beachwood Tigers here. Now late in the fourth quarter.
Oh, Carson.
Carson can't handle a pass down low. Carson, not in midseason form, came off the soccer pitch and then turned his ankle, a high ankle sprain, second day in the gym. So he really hasn't had that much live. He really hadn't that much had that much live action. Here is Brusky taking it, rim run, puts it up. Jackson Steffen follows, and he will be fouled and go to the free throw line to shoot two. So for the first time in his life, Grandpa Melvin will watch Jackson Steffen attempt to put ink in the book, and the first one's no good.
No reaction from Grandpa up top.
And the second one is good. So the captain, Jackson Steffen, gets us, thankfully, off of 49. 71 now to 50, minute 32 remains in this ball game. It's been a bad night for the Mustangs, ever from the freshman game to the broadcast team, and then here in the fourth quarter for the varsity Mustangs. Ooh, near steal by Hesse. He is going to be taken to the hole, and it's missed. So Carter Moore misses. We throw ahead. Hesse down low. Kicks it out. Textbook three-point attempt.
Carson up big board.
By Jackson Steffen. No good. Carson Hesse knocked to the hardwood. Whistles blow. Then Hesse will toe the stripe, and he will attempt to be the sixth Mustang to put ink in the scorebook here tonight. Back on the air, varsity game tomorrow night, schedule 7:30, airtime 20 minutes prior to tip. First one up, Hesse, good. Two of a kind, Carson Hesse. Hesse, a big likable kid.
Fireglass getting some action here tonight.
Fireglass has earned it, 16 points in the JV game. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you want a shooter? There's your
lighting them up the
there's
other day,
your
yeah.
No conscience shooter. Foul committed. No foul.
30-second timeout, let him play. He wanted to get a sub.
Substitution timeout. Okay. 40 seconds. As this game winding down and now blocking
Carson, that's maybe all for
Carson,
him.
Carson.
He gone.
Getting his money's worth, and here comes little big man, number one, Brandon Hill.
All right.
So the smallest guy on the floor replaces one of the tallest. So number one on his uniform and in yards, Brandon Hill checks in. Brandon looking to score his first ever varsity points. First free throw, up good, Moore, no good.
First one they've missed in
two days.
Yeah, it's like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row they had made in this quarter alone.
And the second one is good. 72 now to 52.
There you go.
I believe. Hey, Hill said, I don't get this much varsity playing time. Goes to launch a three and gets it swatted into the cheap seats. Welcome to varsity basketball.
Carter Moore, about 6'4", said, nah, not on my watch.
Ball comes in. Jackson Steffen mishandles it. And Steffen said, no, you ain't going to score on me, brother. And commits the foul, which will send Dylan Topmiller, a newcomer, to the free throw line.
You know, Byer's going to get his name in the paper tomorrow. He's picked up a foul anyway. The days of the newspaper, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how I miss them. I was looking forward to retiring and being able to get the paper in the morning.
Yeah, sit and drink your coffee. And
yeah. Then it moved to Dayton or Columbus, and it showed up at noon, and never mind.
Jaeger with a pair. 74-52.
Brendan Hill and Atlanta.
Brendan
Giants.
Hill yeah. looks up and sees nothing but white jerseys and a layup coming the other way by Jace Hammonds. Clock stops with 0.7 seconds remaining in this ball game.
Get your glasses fixed, buddy. That's 8.7.
Oh, 8.7. You're right. I can't
We're talking about his glasses need to be worked on.
Hey, we put more time on the clock. Here comes Jackson Steffen. Sets up Carter Morgan. Morgan for three. Carter Morgan. And the final will be 76-55. Ouch. And the band plays on.
You want a shot?
Yeah. So, not what we had hoped for at all. 76-55. Let's take a break and let's finish up with those sponsors to put up the money to make the Mustangs go. We'll be back to wrap it up after this recognition timeout.
We'd like to take this opportunity to recognize the good folks who put up the money to make the Mustangs go. Woodman Life, Community Car Care, NSG Tax Service, the Schwegman Family and Sunshine Cleaners, Rumpke, Cricket Wireless, Work Industrial Repair, Any Weather HVAC, Blue Roo Car Wash, Bricks Catering, Nelder Farm and Event Center, Kramer Plumbing Services, that's Jason Kramer, the Veterans at VFW 3205, J&J Service, Cottingham Ace Hardware, Harold and Judy Griffith, Reitman Auto Parts, Nick and Fran Reitman, Southern Campbell Recreational Storage, Duke Energy, the East Bend Station, Roger Lawson and Son Towing, Don Baxter Auto, Pat's Service, Luella Boutique, Dr. Dan Sheridan, the Alexandria Brewing Company, Ray Topsoil and Gravel, Fuller Ford, Brian and Carol Rieger, and the good folks at Barleycorns. Get on down there. Support these fine people who support your Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Shovel, Dave Tremman back court side where, boy, we get outscored big time, 28-11 in the fourth quarter, and Beachwood just caught fire, run, gun, had fun, scored inside, scored outside, and hit 3, 5, 7, 9, 10, 12, 13 free throws down the stretch and draw off the win, 76-55.
13 with only one miss on that. And then you even go back to here, I think all O'Sullivan's are consecutive. Maybe five more right there. That is a strong run of foul shot shooting right there. They were actually 78.6% for the game. We were 88% for the game. We were 15-17.
Right, so no problem with the free throws. And only one two-point goal, one three-point goal there in the fourth quarter. And I think it's just a matter of maybe we can't panic when we fall behind a little bit. And, you know, a poor shot is not a good shot. And maybe we need to work just a little bit harder on high percentage shots. Who knows? At any rate, the Mustangs will be 500, 1-1 coming home to take on Louisville DeSales tomorrow night at home. For the Mustangs, 8 for Beckett Kunz, 12 for Ben Doyle, 2 for Parker Mulberry, 1 for Jackson Steffen, 3 for Carter Morgan, 2 for Carson Hesse, 5 for Alex Combs, and Dom Haddon leads the Mustangs with 22. Do you have the, can you give the Beachwood?
Yeah, they're right here.
Okay. You've totaled them. I did not.
Right.
So for the Beachwood Tigers, big night. We talked about Carson Blackburn quite a bit. He scored 13. Three for Isaac Popham off the bench. Owen McCormick, talked about him a lot. He had 15. 14 for Aiden Way. Two for Johnny Yeager. Three for Carter Moore. Two for Jace Hammonds. And the big man who got us for 23 last year in Alexandria improves his lot tonight here in Fort Mitchell and scored 24. Periods for the Mustangs, 15, 9, 20, and 11. For Beachwood, 13, 16, 19, and 28. So, is what it is. We're right back in action tomorrow night. You don't have to have too long of memories to live with this one. And here's the thing. This was a 44-44 ball game with just seconds remaining in the third period. And Beachwood caught fire, got a couple buckets right at the end of the quarter, went on a run that extended into the fourth, and just drew off the win handily in one that will not look good in our favor in the paper tomorrow morning.
Well, the interesting thing, though, is we talked about how close the game was for nearly three quarters. Turnovers, we had 15, they had 14. So fairly close to that.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
scored 26 points off the turnovers. We scored 10. Rebounds, we had 29, they had 28. So once again, you know, those two stats right there were identical to each other. You know, big on the line for them. You know, Sullivan was 8-9. McCormick was 6-6 from the charity stripe. And then we came back with Dom Haddon, 6-6. And Ben Doyle, 5-6. So, I mean, look on paper, right. it's a good game. It's a close game. But I don't know where it went wrong other than the points off a turnover and crazy.
Okay. Still early.
Yeah,
second game in the season.
Hey,
I like the way we're playing. And defense, which was non-existent last year, you know, in our half court, when we are there, when they get there, has actually been pretty decent in the first two games. So we'll see. We'll bait them up. We'll throw them back out there again tomorrow night against the Colts from DeSales in Louisville. And then we will head to Villa Hills on Monday. So until tomorrow night, hopefully live, direct, and back home again, warm, fuzzy, and comfy in the side home. Dave Schaubel, Dave Trenman saying, man, I hate it when we don't get a good broadcast, but tonight the security gods work against us, won't let us penetrate the firewalls here at Beachwood to get out on their internet, and AT&T could only provide us with a single bar. So it is what it is, and that'll do it from Fort Mitchell.
Absolutely. Always fun, Shops. Have a good time tomorrow. Bring home a W and keep
there we
the
go.
W at home. Yeah, there we go.
That would be huge.
Yep.
All right. Until then, see you in the side dome on Friday.